April 27th, Tuesday. What are the 10 mysteries in the Bible that absolutely guarantee victory? Number 1. Joseph concluded that nobody would help him and held on to the sure content of world evangelization. Number 2. Facts. Joseph was trustworthy even in Potiphar's eyes because Joseph was never deceitful, but always truthful. Number 3. Unconventional thinking. Even though Joseph was a slave, he made Potiphar's house the greatest place. Number 4. Synergy. Joseph even devoted himself to the work of saving others. Number 5. Crises. Joseph utilized the crisis of imprisonment as an opportunity to leave Potiphar's house. Number 6. Devoid of competition. Joseph never fought and always enjoyed the strength of being with the victorious God. Number 7. O-U-R-S. Wherever Joseph went, he created content regarding only uniqueness and recreation. Number 8. The summit. Joseph always targeted the place of the summit. Number 9. The desert. Joseph went to empty places where nobody went, such as the desert. Number 10. Why? Joseph was always aware of the reason. Opposite content, unconventional thinking. Romans 16, verse 23. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city's treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. The business person Gaius had an idea that was contrary to the times. He gathered a team to help all evangelists. Even Jesus' teachings were always contrary to the world. Peter and Paul saw the opposite content as well and received answers to save others. Then what opposite content must you see? Number 1. The opposite content regarding history and the summit. The remnants and business people of the Bible viewed the opposite content that the summits of the world saw. They also saw the impending destruction of rich and powerful nations, and the blessings that were given to the spiritual summit rather than the world leaders. Moreover, they held on to what God desired the most inside of the economy and were utilized. Also within the works of word fulfillment, which were the opposite of world history, they saw what God had prepared and shine the light for the economy, culture, and posterity. Number 2. The opposite content regarding the time schedule. You must see what is hidden within God's time schedule while seeing God's absolute sovereignty within the disasters. His absolute plan within confusion and holding on to the absolute covenant in the face of surrender. You are on the absolute journey of healing the diseased field. As a result, God's absolute goal is relayed to fields where disputes arise. When you make the opposite content into your springboard, you'll create three types of content. The first is church content, which include content regarding evangelism, missions, meditation, and the posterity. The second is prayer content that focuses on and spreads prayer topics given by God. The third is content for the entire church to enjoy the mystery of the tabernacle, tent of meeting, and tent. Starting today, confirm these in your field. Dear God, open my spiritual eyes to see the opposite content in order to create content that you desire. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.